Joining us on the line now, he's a former mayor of Cumberland City Council. He's currently a councillor as well. Steve Christou, good morning.
Good morning.
So why are you getting rid of the books about same-sex parenting? I mean, there probably will be some kids who have same-sex parents in Cumberland City Council.
Look, the overwhelming issue is the feedback we get from local residents. It's not the first time that we've had feedback from local residents how concerned they are about the type of books that are infiltrating our libraries. People got to understand that out here at Cumberland City Council, we are a very unique and diverse makeup of people. Roughly 60% of the population were born overseas that come from very conservative family and religious values. Regardless of the religious background, whether it be Christian, Catholic, Orthodox, Islamic, Hindu, regardless of what they are, they share similar beliefs. And overwhelmingly, they are telling us they don't want any books burdening the innocence of their children, regardless of their background. Kids should be able to go into a library and enjoy being kids. Go and enjoy being read to. Go in and enjoy a kid's book.
Yeah, I've actually got a sort of a summary here of key features of your city council. It says 78% of the population nominated a religion and only 14% said no religion, which is very different from the rest of Australia. So does the council get a say on what books are in the local libraries?
Well, look, when your residents are telling you, your ratepayers, your taxpayers are telling you they're concerned about this, we need to have a say. Australia would be a better place if more elected representatives actually stood up for the values of their community and represented the interests of their community. And that's a problem. You know, people are telling us they have an issue with this. They don't want their ratepayer, taxpayer dollars burdening their kids. Just let kids be kids. They're innocent.
Do you personally believe that same-sex parenting is wrong?
No. I believe every child has a right to be involved in a loving and inclusive family. Now, the issue is these books were found in the children's department of the library. Had they been restricted to the adult section, I don't think anybody would have raised a complaint.
I've read that the New South Wales state government is going to, or is threatened to withhold funding from your council if you go ahead with this. Is that true?
Well, that is correct. And might I say from the outset, I believe it's absolutely disgraceful if for a state government to threaten such an outcome. This is a state government that's happy funding two buses to be painted for Mardi Gras out of the taxpayer purse, but is threatening to withdraw funding from a Democrat, from a council that was elected and made a decision based on the views of their residents. We are one of the most socially and financially disadvantaged councils in New South Wales, and to do that because I made a decision that doesn't conform to their ideology is very disappointing.
And finally, have the books on same-sex parenting, have they been removed from council libraries?
I believe there's been an audit and a review being done as we speak on what books are appropriate for children in our libraries.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Steve Christou, councillor of Cumberland City Council.